another psalm. And this time it's the following one. You've heard 111, and this is 112. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who finds great delight in his commands. His children will be mighty in the land, and each generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Even in darkness, light dawns for the upright, for the gracious and compassionate and righteous man. God will come to him who is generous and lends freely, who conducts his affairs with justice. Surely he will never be shaken. A righteous man will be remembered forever. He will have no fear of bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is secure. He will have no fear. In the end, he will look in triumph on his foes. He has scattered abroad his gifts to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be lifted high in honor. The wicked man will see and be vexed. He will gnash his teeth and waste away. The longings of the wicked will come to nothing. And I wanted to read these two psalms to you because these psalms are from the ancient Jewish hymn book. They used to sing them. And these particular psalms are known as acrostic poetry. There were 22 symbols in the ancient Hebrew alphabet. We've got 26 letters in our alphabet. But it was a way of the people being reminded that they could worship God. And they started with A, and they went on to B and C and D and whatever the letters of the Hebrew alphabet were. And we realize how it's much easier if you've got a tune involved, you remember things. Now, one of Alison's favorite films is The Sound of Music, isn't it? And there are times when, you know, as a family, it's Christmas Day and we watch The Sound of Music, and people go and watch The Sound of Music because they can sing along. And have we got that available now? It's only 2 hours, the film.
Tea and simple jam and bread, that's a great
Thank you, Rob. She was giving them a music lesson there. And these hapless children had had governess after governess after governess, and they weren't in the happiest position that children could be in. They'd lost their mother. But Maria came and we all know the story. She wasn't going to make a very good nun, but my gosh, she was an inspirational teacher. And she brought music to their souls. And it's so much easier when we can sing. It's not just something that we do in our Christian club. It's something the Lord wants us to do, to have music and joy as it overflows. And we get to know the words, but we also get our worship right up there into glory. And however many of us there may be here or may not be here, we can share our worship with every other Christian congregation, not in just in the area at All Saints and Lynch, but everywhere. And it's one of the joys that we can sing. And these two psalms, which, as I say, begin with different characters of the Hebrew alphabet. Psalm 11, really, 111, really was about God. And I will extol the Lord with all my heart in the congregation of the upright and in the assembly. It's good to share your worship with others in the assembly. And I know that the person behind you may not be exactly in time, and if you're listening to me, I may be a bit slow or a bit flat, but we're joining together. It's a collective act of worship, and it enables us to speak to our God and to rejoice in his name. Here it is in verse 6. He has shown his people the power of his works. Am I dropping out of PA perhaps? There it is. He has shown his people the power of his works, given them the lands of other nations. The work of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. And it ends by saying, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who fear his precepts have good understanding, and to him belongs eternal praise. And so we go on to Psalm 112. And if 111 was about God's side of the equation, 112 is about our side of the equation, what sort of people we can be. And blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who finds great delight in his commands. Now, I don't know how many of the people who were worshipping in the temple would have been literate in those days. It's a good assumption that many of them wouldn't have been. And it is very easy to forget stuff if it's not written down. That's why we make lists when we go to the supermarket. You know, I can make a list and get home and still forget stuff. Oh, it was there, and I should have looked at my list. But when you've got the words mixed in with the music, it's easier to remember them. And so for God's people in those days, the Psalms were an aid memoir. It helped them to remember every aspect of God's goodness to them. It helped them to remember the sort of people they needed to be. And Psalm 112, verse 4, Even in darkness, light dawns for the upright. I guess if you've been a Christian for a year or two, you've had dark times. And what joy it is when you can reflect on God's goodness and how he has dealt with you. It means a lot that you can reflect on his goodness. And verse 5, they're encouraged to be generous and to lend freely. It's never going to be the case that every one of us will be totally equal in our circumstances or our health or our outlook when we come together. But what a great thing it is when people can be generous and offer to others. Verse 7, he will have no fear of bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. It is unfortunately a fact that bad news is going to come knocking on all of our doors. And it's not a question of if it will come, but when it will come. But the psalm is encouraging God's people to accept what comes, not to be fearful of it. Have you got the wrong sort of message from the doctor's surgery? Are they saying that they can't really do what you want them to do? Have you got the wrong sort of message from a family member? Is their marital circumstance a bit flaky when you were hoping it would be fruitful and productive? Well, bad news will come, but don't let it bring fear with it, because the heart of the righteous man is secure. He will have no fear, and in the end, he will look in triumph on his foes. And the last verse there of Psalm 112, the wicked man will see and be vexed. He will gnash his teeth and waste away. The longings of the wicked will come to nothing. And it's a good thing that the longings of those of us who know the goodness of our God will not end in ashes. They will not end in failure and worthless effort to no good avail. They will end in glory. And I want to praise my Lord that for all my shortcomings, for all my failures, for all my misunderstandings of the challenges that are facing people, he doesn't look at my faults. He looks at Jesus. And I thank my God that in Jesus' name, he is gracious to each one of us. He loves each one of us. And we're going to move forward to the communion in a moment or two. And we're going to remember that he gave himself for us on Calvary's cross. Amen. So,